Bob Newbold. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, Gary. Good morning, Brad. How are you guys today?
Well, it's great to have you with us because this is very important to everybody.
Yeah. It is. It is. Today is actually World Stroke Day.
That's right. You lived through this, too. What's your? Tell us a little bit about your story and your what happened to you when you were having your stroke.
Okay, well, back in March of 2017, give you the real short version, but I was in my office. It was a Monday afternoon, and I had worked all morning. There were no signs of any, you know, problems. I felt fine. I was working, and I got up in the afternoon. I got up from my desk and started to walk, and I noticed my right arm was just hanging limp. And I got probably 20, 25 feet from my desk, and I'm just thinking, you know, what's going on here? So one thing I remember, and this is the kind of the strange thing that day, I said, I'm going to walk back to my desk and just sit down and see what happens here. The walk from there to my desk was the only thing that afternoon I didn't remember. And when I got to my desk, apparently my whole right side gave out. I fell, and people heard me fall. Fortunately, I was at work, and there were people there, and they came immediately. And when I kind of came to, I guess, on the ground, I couldn't move my whole right side, and I couldn't talk at all. And so obviously the first responders were called. The one thing I remember from that day that will never change, because you'll hear when I get a little further into it, but I had the stroke of luck, I call it. Everything went right, you know, the quick reaction, and got me to the Hartford Comprehensive Stroke Center in Hartford Hospital, and they did what they know how to do, and I came out of it fine. But I tell people in my presentation, it's like it never happened. I'll never forget riding in the ambulance that day, looking up, thinking I'm going to be a left-handed emailer because my whole right side can't be moved, and I couldn't talk at all. So, but they got me to the hospital. They did what they, like I said, technology and their knowledge allows them to do. They found a stroke, a clot in my brain, and there's one thing they give you. It's TPA. It's an intravenous drug that I call it Drano. It's a heavy duty blood thinner. They administered that, and then the next thing was they have a system where they can go in and take out the clot. And what they do, it's called a mechanical thrombectomy. They go in at the groin with the tube. Inside the tube is a mesh. They run this mesh from your groin up to your brain, go right to the clot. Let the mesh out, it envelops the clot, they pull it back into the tube, and bingo, they pull it out, and on the basis of that, I was able to go home 2 days later, walking my dog, no deficits, and no rehab necessary.
Wow.
And
2 days.
It was just amazing what they can do. You know, it was I can't even think about sitting there, the doctor feeding that thing up through your body, through all the little veins, arteries, or whatever, and all that. And I'm so thankful and grateful. And I just made it my mission to go out and teach people about stroke awareness.
No, that's great. It's unfortunate that you had to experience that firsthand. But there's a few things that you mentioned, Bob, that it catches my attention immediately. Number one, they go through your groin in order to get through to your brain. That's quite a, you know, that's like trying to, I'm trying to go to New Haven via Springfield, you know.
Yeah, it's an interesting route, but it got there. You know, I like to say in my presentation, I keep it a little light, but I say, you know, the hard part was just getting up there, but when they got to my brain, it was easy. It was just the second right and the first left. There's not much going on up there, you know. So.
The other thing that you mentioned is that you had no symptoms leading up to that. When that scares me, Bob, to hear that.
Well, yeah, it was, I don't know what kind of symptoms you've had other than like it came on to me, but it came on quickly, was the, it's not like I had any numbness or anything. It was just all of a sudden, bingo, I got up to walk and my arm's hanging limp. So, it is strange, and that's why they call it a stroke. It's just, you're stricken by it, and, I was just one of the fortunate ones, and, you know.
So we have nothing to look for. There's no warning signs here then, huh?
Well, there are things you can look for. There's a an acronym. It's called BFAST. Mm-hmm. And it used to be just FAST, F-A-S-T, and I'll explain that, but they've added two new things on there, and it's funny, you were talking about New Balance just a minute ago, and balance is a sign of an impending stroke. If you notice that you're a little unsteady on your feet, or you notice you're dizzy or what have you, any impending problems with balance can be a sign of a stroke. E is for eyes. If you have a vision onset, maybe one or both eyes, or vision is blurry, or loss of vision, anything that comes in like that is just a potential sign of a stroke. F is for your face. An uneven smile. You've heard of Bell's palsy.
I had Bell's palsy.
Your face would kind of look like that. It'll droop. You ask the person to smile, and if it's not a nice even smile, that also can be a sign. A is arm. You know, in my case, my arm just stopped, went numb, but can be loss of strength, dropping things, or unable to pick things up. You ask the people to put their arms out straight. If they're unable to do that, that's a sign. S is speech. I lost mine totally, but you can slur. A lot of times people will just talk and just gobbledygook comes out. You know, it doesn't make sense. Again, another sign. You ask them to repeat a simple sentence, and if they can't do that, again, it's a sign.
Yeah.
So if any of those signs arise, then the T stands for time. It's time to call 911. And
well, calling 911, Bob, that's key here, because if I remember correctly, it was timing that had everything to do with saving your life, right?
It did, really. Time, they say time is brain. So every minute that you're in a stroke mode, there's millions of brain cells getting killed off. And so the sooner you get help, the better. And, well, nobody, you know, if they asked me if I wanted an ambulance to pull up in front of my office so we can carry you out, I would have said probably no, drive me. But the worst thing you can do is drive a person to an emergency room, because the whole time I was in that ambulance, they were getting me all prepared for what they were going to do when they got me there. You know what happens if you walk in there and say, well, I think my husband's having a stroke. Well, have a seat, get out your cards and all that. it's just immediate. I say I got the easy pass. I got there, they wheeled me right in, passed everybody right into the stroke emergency room, and there's 20 people standing there that all knew what they were going to do, doctors, nurses, you know, everybody, the team is ready. They do this. They practice 24/7, 365, and if you show up there, it's just what they do, what they're there for. And that's what makes Hartford a comprehensive stroke center. They've got the technology and the education, the people there who have the ability to do this at any time of the day, any right. day. So
You're talking about
only two stroke centers in Connecticut. Yeah. There's Yale and Hartford. Yeah. And all the first responders know if you're having a stroke, we're getting you to the Hartford Hospital.
You know, Rob, I'm talking with, we are talking with Rob Newbold about a stroke. And there are more people with strokes today than in the past. And, Bob, I just think, listening to you this morning, that it's tremendous what you are doing. You probably don't even realize how many you are helping, but it's just a marvelous, marvelous undertaking.
Well, it's guys like you that give me the opportunity to come on. I also offer that I've been out. I've done over probably 70, 80 presentations to Rotary clubs, church groups, senior centers, assisted living places, and high schools. I've spoken at Hartford Hospital 3 or 4 times. I talked with Dr. Mark Alberts, who's the chief physician over there, neurologist, and he said they'd rather hear it from you because you've lived it.
Yeah.
And it's true. So, I mean, it's a blessing that you know, this guy rides in an ambulance and God gave him a break, and you know, he's got a big mouth and he knows a lot of people, so he's going to go out and spread the word.
But Bob, what can you do going forward to prevent this from ever happening again? I mean, do you change your diet? Do you change your lifestyle, or what? Or is it just is it so random?
I have a condition called AFib, atrial fibrillation, and I've got to watch. I'm now on a blood thinner. I'm on Eliquis, you know, so there are things to do that to prevent or help with clotting so that your blood doesn't clot. So I'm on a blood thinner, and that's really, as long as I take that religiously, then I'm not concerned about the onset of a stroke. You never know, but... that's the thing. Plus, you know me, Gary. I've in my presentation, people would ask, "Well, did the doctor recommend anything?" And I'd say, "Well, yeah, he recommended I lose weight and start exercising, and I'm going to start tomorrow." And I finally did start.
Tomorrow never comes,
I've worked
right?
With a nutritionist for about a year now.
Oh, good.
And I'm losing slowly the right way, and it's not going to come back. I've changed my lifestyle as far as eating goes, and I should have done it a long time ago. I wouldn't have had to go into a diet mode, but seriously, just controlling what I eat. And also, I've actually started going to the gym and just doing my thing there. So I'm living what I preach, you know.
That's finally. Good. Bob, we only have about a minute left. I want you to be able to give our listeners some information, or if they would like a presentation for their Rotary or their organization, how can people reach you for you to provide that presentation?
Well, you know, I've got an email. It's called strokeawarenessguy@gmail.com. So that's probably the easiest thing.
Okay.
And I've got a Facebook page. If you do the hashtag Stroke Awareness Guy, it's called The Stroke of Luck, and I've got all kinds of pictures on there. I think there's a picture of you and Sharon at the Yard Goats game when
yes.
we did our Strikeout Strokes Day.
That's right. We were there. And you were up on the big Jumbotron.
My little 2-year-old grandson at the time was having trouble figuring out how Papa was here on the field and up on that big screen at the same time.
Stroke Awareness Guy.
Yes.
Hey,
before
you get rid of me, though, I carry greetings for Brad from Jim Stewart, a good friend of mine. He's probably listening right now.
Aww. Well, thank you.
Bob Newbold, thank you so much for not only for being with us, but also for educating us on our listeners as
fabulous.
Well.